the impermanence starts to show itself in the other aspects of the traditional elements of insight. That the dukkha element, when one sees through dukkha, then the concentration that arises or one develops is called apanahita samadhi. The apanahita meaning literally desireless, and desireless samadhi, or non-hankering, non-aiming, it's not looking for anything. And you can imagine a mental state, a mind state that isn't looking for anything else. You know, we're always, I mean, it's just that we're pushed by desire, looking for something. It's like it's like a dog. You see these dogs sort of sniffing all the time, looking for something gratifying, looking for something interesting, looking for something just because there's nothing else to do. It's not sort of not sniffing around looking for some other thought to follow, to some other thought to think, some other experience to experience, some other like dogs following our noses all the time. And it's desire pulling us. So that apanahita samadhi, that desireless samadhi, the samadhi, and these are also called the vimokas, liberations, the animitta vimoka, the liberation of through the signless, apanahita vimoka, the liberation through desirelessness. And so that they say that mental state, the mind of peace, of samadhi, of concentration, that is grounded in a non-hankering, non-moving to the tune of desire, and to actually really work with that, as we breathe in. Really, what would it be like to breathe in without desire, without hankering, without aiming for anything other than just to breathe in? Not evaluating, not measuring, not trying to make it be something other than it is. And to breathe out with just that quality of desirelessness. To bring it up as a contemplation, how to do. And to allowing the heart to settle into that quality of desirelessness. What would it be like? Obviously that, and then it's impermanent. But it, returning to that, bringing attention to it, attending to that heart of desirelessness, non-wanting, non-craving, non-seeking, apanahita samadhi. And when we accept impermanence, things are the change, the uncertainty, the impermanent nature of things, and we can rest in that quality of non-desiring much more, because this is the way things are. And again, it's I've always found it helpful to this using of the vitakka vichara, Lifting up, directing thought to a quality of a particular quality of mind, and then evaluating, what's that feel like? What's the tone? What's the result? What comes into the mind? What comes into the mind when we bring up a quality of desirelessness as a possibility? I mean, sometimes what happens, it comes up as just, absolute sort of resistance. No way am I going to be desireless. And, the mind sometimes just balks. But other times it's just really, it opens up a possibility of escape, of peace. It opens up a possibility of real, vimokkha, of liberation. It's a liberating quality of being able to be present with just attention and awareness, with knowing, and not have to be looking for anything else. Not desiring anything. Sadapanahitta vimokkha, apanahitta samadhi, the developing of that meditation and concentration, settledness of mind. Because it isn't just to say that this quality of samadhi and insight, they're not just things that pop up out of nowhere. That also has conditions. It's like setting the conditions for the mind to experience composure, peace, one-pointedness.